Blog Talk Radio.
True believers, madness here. Oh my goodness, it's been so long since I've been able to actually do this for y'all. Welcome to the Madcast Podcast Quarantine. I am your host, Madness. We're being joined by, as we're getting this started, we're being joined by RJ.
I am here. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Bravo, sir. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's been another crazy week here in the wonderful land of quarantine. If you haven't been watching me on Facebook Live, I went off. I went off on the E, basically sharing my pain of everything that of releases and everything going on, but we'll dive more into that in just a little bit. Right now we are going to start off the show a little somber real quick. Earlier this week, a great man, a Texas legend, if you will. We have several of them in the state, and he was no other. I remember going to see him, and I'm going to date myself, RJ. I remember seeing this man at the old Pro Wrestling International over on Zarzamora and Wes Martin. Back in that time, it was ran by a gentleman called by the name of Jose Lotario, Super Sock. As he was nicknamed, and that's where I got my first glimpse of the man, Tito Sanchez. The great wars that he had with Rudy Boy Gonzalez was just breathtaking. It was such a great time to really be a fan and to really watch. RJ, what are your thoughts about Rudy? I'm sorry, Tito. He's on my mind.
About Tito, man. He was a pleasure to learn from, to be honest with you. For a lot of people that may not know, I was trained by the man, Tito Sanchez. I started in late 2017 learning from Tito. It was an honor. It's a blessing because he was a big hand in helping me get into the business. And I thank him. I thank him from the bottom of my heart. I do, to be honest. And I thank him again for getting my feet wet in the business, learning everything that I know, giving me a start, you know, that most people wouldn't have at the time. Believing in me, showing me what he could. So it's a blessing to his family, condolences to his family. Tito is a legend in the state of Texas, and he will definitely be missed 100%.
I have to agree with you with that one. One of the things that we are going to do right now is something we haven't done in a long time on this show. I actually had to re-download a lot of the stuff we used to have on here because it had been a while. So with that being said, we're going to do something that for a lot of y'all that are tuning in for the first time and never really know anything about wrestling, we are going to do a 10 bell salute right now for the man, Tito Sanchez. That was for you, Tito. May you be with the angels. May you be with the angels. All right. Ooh. Well, we're joined by our third host tonight. He's been a big fan of wrestling for many years now. He goes by many names, but he's known by one name, at least to me. And that's Pup Naranja. Naranja, welcome to the show. He'll say hi eventually. But you're on live, just to let you know. Okay, so like I said, last week there was a lot of releases from WWE, and a lot of people, including myself, and I know that there were some people out there that were voicing like, you know, these happen all the time. Why, you know, why should this matter now? Why should we be so concerned about it now? But I turn on NXT and I see Drake Maverick. And as of Monday, Sarah Logan was brought back, but she wasn't used on TV. Oh, there's a dog. But who... honestly, what are y'all's thoughts about them using a release as a storyline?
I think a release as a storyline, to be honest, it could be good and bad. Drake Maverick, for example, Drake Maverick could be a blessing in disguise for him. You know, he was brought in as the 205 Live general manager. And we all know him as Rockstar Spud. We all know him from Progress Wrestling to even in the Indies in the UK to Impact Wrestling as a manager with Ethan Carter III, who was also released. To be honest, Drake Maverick, it could be a blessing in disguise for him as a story. It could be a push for him. Yes, he lost. He did lose, but even then, it could help him in the long run. It could be a building for him as a worker to be Rockstar Spud again, but under Drake Maverick, if that makes sense.
I will agree with you with that, but I'll put it to you like this: when he came in, they did not give him much of a role of wrestling.
True.
And he didn't get a lot of time to shine. And I really wanted to see him shine because I had seen his work before.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2.
Okay, don't know what happened there.
All right.
pardon me with that one. No, okay, so like I was saying, when it came down to it, when he came in, He didn't get a lot of chance to really work. He didn't really work at all. He came in as a general manager, like you said. Then he was a manager. And I seen his work. He does good work. But he wasn't even given that opportunity, even an Impact. You know, he wasn't given that opportunity. And I'm hoping now that he can actually get that chance to really shine.
Absolutely, absolutely. I 100% agree with you, because even in Impact, like you said, he wasn't given that chance. He was more of a manager to, as we know in WWE, EC3, and as most of us know, Impact as Ethan Carter III. But in progress, if people have seen, you know, his work in progress, he, as a short wrestler under his height, under 5'10", was what he is. He, you know, he's the underdog in most of his matches. And, yeah, he gets beat down, but a story is being told by Maverick. And, you know, it's honestly, like I said, it could be a blessing, and I 100% agree with you. If he's given the chance, the work he can get done in that ring is going to be outstanding, 100% outstanding.
I got to agree with you with that one. But, I mean, only time can tell. Maybe, with, you know, he's going to start off with these, you know, with these loss record coming up in the Cruiserweight tournament. And maybe just by some weird way, he winds up winning matches. And this is the start of him actually winning his first belt in WWE. And actually just, restaking his claim on and showing that he is a valuable asset to the organization.
Right, absolutely.
But he
play a big part in the organization. Big part.
But like we said, only time will tell. Only time will
right.
tell. But
now,
I digress.
Can I touch on another release, if you don't mind? Gallows and Anderson. How did you feel about that release?
That, I didn't know how to register that, because with that, you know, they were a part of the Boneyard match. They're considered the club with AJ Styles. And for them to get released. Now, let's clarify. A lot of these were not, you know, 100% releases. A lot of these people were furloughed, and they, you know, they could and would be brought back at a later time when everything got stabilized.
Correct.
But once again, you're taking away food from people's tables when you do stuff like that. And it wasn't just, you know, these two that, and these several others that got released. You're talking about businessmen, producers, writers, you know, and all that. But when you have two active people that were part of a big WrestleMania storyline and you release them, that makes no sense.
I 100% felt the same way. I mean, and seeing Gallows, as many may know, Gallows was Festus back in WWE, back in the early 2000s on SmackDown. He was Festus.
Yeah.
He left to TNA under Ace and Eighth under Doc Gallows, went to New Japan, met Carl Anderson, you know, they were in the Bullet Club, under Prince Devitt, which now we know as Finn Balor, AJ Styles. Him and Anderson and Gallows are such a wonderful tag team, to where, like you said, they were a part of that WrestleMania storyline with Styles and The Undertaker. And that, I thought, was a fantastic match by all four men. To tell a story under those circumstances that were under COVID-19, it was fantastic. It was great. Whether, you know, under all the circumstances that we're in, it was wonderful. And to release them to where they are, to win that best tag team in the world in Saudi, And then just to release them like that, and like you said, it affects many people's families at this uncertain period of time that we're in. It affects a lot of people, from wrestlers to even us regulars that are here trying to make a living. It affects us too. And it's horrible. So hopefully they're not 100% furloughed, 100% fired. That'd be horrible because if you remember, they had the Balor Club as well, Gallows and Anderson, and that broke up very quickly. Then they had the OC, and that lasted a few months roughly. And if they go back to Japan, I'll tell you, it's gonna make the Bullet Club a little bit more bigger than what it might be now, to be honest with you.
Now, I'm not gonna lie, I kind of get a little winded watching Raw. SmackDown is a solid show as of late, and NXT, my God, blows me out of the water every chance I get. AEW as well. They're bringing it as well. And
oh,
I know
absolutely.
That you...
Absolutely.
I know you're a big AEW fan.
Yeah. I'm huge on AEW, mainly since I followed the Bucks, since they were Generation Me in TNA. If a lot of people don't remember that, they were Generation Me. Matt Buck, Nick Buck, they were those two tag teams, even singles. But I'm huge on AEW. I've attended a few AEW shows. Double or Nothing last year was outstanding, but NXT also. I'm huge on NXT as well. It's the Wednesday Night Wars, as we like to call it.
And I'm glad that they've been able to still keep it up despite everything that's been going on. You know, but we even...
Yeah.
But also, you also have to agree with this. I mean, really, can we honestly say that as of right now, that WWE could not be considered an essential business? And that was one of the things that came out this week, was the fact that the mayor in Tampa, was it Tampa Bay? Was accused, or he's getting a lot of heat, basically, just for the fact that he is he considered WWE an essential business.
And I'm trying to figure out what an essential, I guess for them, how an essential business might be. To be honest with you, excuse the noise. I apologize. I have the AC on in the house. So I'm trying to figure out what an essential business, how wrestling is, may be essential, but they might be essential due to the fact that with everything going on so much uncertainty in the world, that maybe they consider them essential because they're trying to help the world out with some sort of entertainment or sport, especially with everything being taken away from us, such as basketball, hockey, baseball, football is still very uncertain at the moment, since football doesn't start until maybe mid-September. But I think wrestling as an essential business could be a positive for us. It gives us some, like I said, some form of entertainment with everything going on.
You know, I got to agree with that. It's something that we really need right now. And I admit we do need that form of entertainment, because as we keep on going more and more into this, I know a lot of people are getting stir crazy being at home, and they're just getting overwhelmed. And I don't blame anyone for this. In the least, I don't blame anybody for this. And I know, and like as of right now, and I never like to get too political on here, but at least right now, I think wrestling in general is one of those things that can at least bring some sort of solidarity to people. Because you're going to get back a lot of those fans that never had a chance to really watch wrestling that much before or get that opportunity to really do a lot anyway. And now they're going to have that opportunity. I was talking to a friend of mine at work that was basically, you know, telling me that, you know, he's the only time anybody ever watches wrestling is during WrestleMania. If you're a casual fan, like you just channel surfing and it pops up like, oh, okay, I'll watch it. And that's what, and you have an opportunity to get these people back. I'm not going to lie. Like Friday night, I saw Triple H's 25th anniversary celebration. And from beginning to end, that was funny. It was just so off the wall from what they normally do for these. You know, like when Ric Flair celebrated his 70th birthday, they blew it up and they gave you a big old, you know, like this is going to be a big party until he was murdered by Batista.
Right. Right. But, 100%.
But for Triple A, they just shitted on him. I'm not sure
and
if you
was
watched
good.
It.
And it was good.
And folks, if you get a chance, YouTube it. It's hilarious. He comes out, he's getting ready to do his pose that he normally does with the water bottle and spitting the water out. And one of the stagehand comes out the side and just grabs the bottle out of his hand. And then Shawn Michaels.
I thought that was outstanding.
It was great. It was just, to me, it was entertaining. I couldn't get enough of it. It was just really, really making me laugh. And I'm still thinking about it. It makes me laugh. No, but I mean, it's one of those things that just like, this is solid entertainment. And you forget how long the actual segment was. The actual segment was like 30 minutes. Like 25 at the least. But roughly about a 30-minute piece. And when you can get lost in those moments, that's what makes it so much better. And I'm really hoping as everything as we slowly start, getting the curve and cases start dropping, and hopefully things slowly start opening up, I will hope that everyone that's listening will, and I'm being the utmost sincere with this. I really hope that a lot of our fans come back and really, really support indie wrestling.
I fully agree with you. I fully agree with you. I really hope a lot of you fans are listening. I really hope you take this into the most sincerity as possible between Mavis and myself. We really would like to see you guys back at indie shows. We really enjoy your support. We love your support. You guys coming out just shows us that indie wrestling is still alive. It's at the peak of indie wrestling right now. I mean, to see you guys out there cheering for us, booing the bad guys, cheering the good guys, or vice versa. We know some of you guys like to cheer the bad guys, and some of you guys like to boo the good guys. We get it, but we miss you guys. We do, and when this all hits a curve and we hit the peak and we're allowed to explore the world again, we really hope to see you guys out there. I know I'll be out there. I'll be out there supporting indie wrestling 100%, especially since you know, being a former worker, it's something you love to do. You know, if you're going to pay $25 to support a WWE Raw show and sit in the rafters, hey, pay $5-$10 to sit in an indie show and sit front row. You never know. The stars of today could be the stars of tomorrow.
That's very true, and I'll give you credit on that. That's a good point. And for everyone that's watching right now and – or not watching. I've been doing the video one for a while. But for anyone that's listening right now, please, if you go on Facebook or if you go to Pro Wrestling Tees and you see a lot of these – A lot of these workers that are selling their merchandise, please help them out. Buy their stuff. If you can. If you can't and you're not working, concentrate on yourself. And enjoy some of the little flashback memories of matches from... I mean, I've been going through my external hard drive just finding old matches and then slowly putting them up again. Because I have like three or four more matches that I found that are that I've never posted before, so I'm posting them to my YouTube channel. And at the same time, I'm trying to get ready for some sort of a comeback, if you will, and just to do two to three more years until everything gets said and done. With everything going on, like, you know, RJ, you stepped away and you're adjusting to normal life. How that's been for you?
Adjusting to normal life, it's been a task, to be honest with you. I was used to trying to work every weekend, trying to travel every other weekend to different cities, maybe even just to help set up a ring or chairs or anything. You know, even if I didn't work, I just wanted to show my face and show I was there to help out. And adjusting to normal life has been different. Being at work a little more often, being at home, I have a new puppy. His name is Tony Stark Garcia. I'm a huge fan of Marvel, so I named him after Iron Man. I love Iron Man to death, so named him after Tony Stark. So, being at home with him, spending time with my family, whom in the 2.5 years I really hadn't seen too much. I hadn't been to a lot of family occasions, which comes with the title of the business. Madness, as you may know, you miss a lot of parties, funerals, family get-togethers, dinners. Comes with the title of the business, and if you love what you do, you're gonna be on the road. Doing what you love to do. So right now I'm enjoying it. It's a little bit of an adjustment. I've been working on myself a lot. I've been working on my house a little bit more, working with the pup. Just trying to find myself a little more, trying to find out, fix myself a lot more in this uncertainty of time. But, you know, it's a part of life. I'm enjoying it. I'm very blessed to be where I'm at.
Very nice, very nice. I mean, for myself, I've been doing kind of the same. I am one of those unfortunate essential workers, so I've been actually keeping myself busy. And I bought a bike. I used some of my stimulus money, and I bought myself a little cheap bike, and the body's not what it used to be, so I can't really run or lift too much. So I can bike right the hell out of myself. So hopefully the goal is to build up the cardio through biking. The goal is 5 miles. 5 miles, I'm telling you.
That's a good goal. I believe in you.
But I want to do, I'm doing it slowly. I've been trying not to bike in the neighborhood because I don't trust cars.
Also, stray dogs. Stray dogs are a big deal.
Yes. Like, like on Monday, I saw a guy riding a scooter. He was taking off, and he looked like he was trying to jump the curb. And he jumped the curb, but he just completely face planted on the street.
Ooh.
Which was, I so wanted to get that on film. But unfortunately,
that's like one of
unfortunately
little
not.
Little
yeah,
little
I know. I really would have gone that way. At the way it was looking, I would have enjoyed that. I would have had my 15 seconds of fame recording a video. And, you know, and I don't know why when people get scooters, they think that they're invincible. I get on those and I get scared because I do not trust those things. I don't like those things. They scare the hell out of me.
I did it once downtown, and I'll tell you, they hit a great thing of speed, but, you know, sometimes when you have a couple drinks, it's not too safe.
trust me. So, so for those of y'all that don't know, here in San Antonio, we have Fiesta. Unfortunately, Fiesta got pushed back, and I'm pretty sure the way things are looking, Fiesta is going to probably get either pushed back or just canceled, and let's all meet up next year.
Yep.
But I know that over by Market Square, they actually have a drive-through Fiesta.
Also at the rim.
At the rim, too? Oh, my God. So what is a drive-through?
They announced it. They did on Great Day SA. I watch it at my work. Also, I am an essential worker for everybody out there, so I get to watch Great DSA at my work. And they announced it at the rim. They have drive-through to-go items. So by all means, check it out. You know, if you're in the Fiesta mood, check it out. Get out there. You know, I know we're all stuck in the house.
I mean, it's one of the safest way to be doing things rather than going out and being around everybody. And for any of y'all that are looking for, if any of y'all are looking for masks right now, my sister is making custom masks. She makes it with a little incision to add the filter. She has many different patterns, from old WWF patterns to the Avengers, football teams, different colors. So if you're interested in one, they're only $10. Just contact me. You can find me on Facebook under Iggy Mendoza, or you can like my Facebook page at Texas Hellhound Madness. And you can also find me on Instagram at Pup Madness.
Also, RJ, if you don't mind giving my mother a plug here. She is doing decals as well. She has one of those machines where she can make decals or she can even make shirts. She bought one of those Cricut machines where she can make shirts, decals for your tumblers. You guys can hit her up, Michelle Davis Garcia, or you can find me at Renee Garcia Jr. DM me by all means. Let me know. She is definitely looking for some more business at this time.
There you go. And you can advertise on Facebook. That's also a big thing, too. So I'm getting used to the whole switchboard again for doing the podcast. I haven't done a podcast on Blog Talk Radio in God knows how many years. We did the show for 5 years, and I never knew. I figured everything out, and now we're on here. I have no idea how to do any of this shit anymore. I downloaded like four files, and that was pretty much it. But now
this is
I can see like
my first podcast.
well, you're being baptized by fire. So when they originally did this, they did not have these little buttons on here to promote your show, because now you can promote it on Facebook and it does it automatically on Twitter, and for some reason you can go to Tumblr. I don't know why. Oh, in between the gallons and gallons of porn or censored porn that they have on Tumblr, you can also get a link to the Madcast podcast.
I don't like that it's censored, but it's impressive that you can put a podcast on Tumblr. I didn't know about that.
Neither did I. I'm actually going to... Yep, Tumblr. It is Tumblr. Oh, God. I don't even know if people have Tumblr anymore just to have one.
True. Because you can find a lot of that uncensored content on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter's turning it. Everyone went from Tumblr to Twitter. So, ladies and gentlemen, just want to remind everybody you're listening to the Madcast podcast here on Blog Talk Radio. You can find us on Facebook. And I'm going to figure out how to do a little bit of a Facebook Live during these little shindigs. I'm your host, Madness, joined by RJ. Naranja was supposed to be joining us. He has some technical issues, but we do sorely miss him. Once again, if you would like to call in, the number is 516-595-8292. Just follow the instructions, or you can just listen to the show on your phone. Don't listen for too long because you may actually fall asleep and you may hurt yourself. That was what I was told from a certain person that was listening to the show and doesn't like my show and almost fell asleep at the wheel. That's what happened.
I heard about
it very closely to my show.
Let me know about your show. I was like,
that's the wonder of this show. Everyone has like their own little format of doing this. I've been trying to figure out all the other formats. Stream Orb, I don't know how to work it. Couldn't figure it out. I have another one that I have that I'm going to go back to later, but I can't add people. I will get rid of Blog Talk when I can add people. But like I said, we will see how it goes. But I'm doing this just for right now because it's quarantined. What am I going to do? There's nothing really to do. I'm redecorating my room. I'm cleaning up little by little. I haven't had a chance to go to IKEA.
I need to do that.
They don't make the meatballs right now. I heard they have great meatballs. And they're Swedish.
They do, to be honest. They have great cafeteria food all across the board. But I need to go for a new shelf. I collect a lot of the Funko Pop vinyls. I need a new shelf because I'm out of room.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna add some. I need to add a lot of things. I'm clearing out the walls. I'm literally to the point to where I'm ready to just tear down a wall and just expand the room, expand the house, and just do all these things I know I shouldn't be doing because I shouldn't be trusted with a sledgehammer.
That's what my friends tell me. I shouldn't be trusted with a hammer and nails.
So, like, I'm finding, like, these items that I don't really use or need anymore. So I'm kind of, like, trying to sell them off. And if you ever sold anything on Facebook, it is, like, the worst thing you could ever do.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody tries to lowball you. Everybody.
Because I don't know what happened with Craigslist. Because when originally I was looking for a bike to buy. And when I did, I went on Craigslist to look for a bike because I figured it'd be cheaper. So I go on, I find bikes only to find out that, oh, hey, you know that bike that you would like? Well, it's going to cost you about $1,500.
That bike better talk to you.
I wish I was kidding about that, but it was true. It was true. You had people that were buying that were selling bikes for literally like a grand, and you could tell these bikes had a lot of wear and tear. But once again, at least when you go over to Facebook, yeah, it's a little bit complicated to try to get in touch with the person selling it. Because I was selling like two old movie signage from my old work when I used to work at Hollywood Video. Yeah, I'm dating myself. And it was so hard because I had one guy that said, I'm interested. I'll get with you tomorrow. Okay, great. Come tomorrow. Nothing. Okay, the day after, nothing. Messages him. Hey, still wondering if you're interested? Nothing. Luckily today I got a message from a really, really cool guy. He bought both posters because it was an X-Men and a Freddy versus Jason. Great movies, by the way. Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
So he bought those, and you know, he was wondering what else I collected because he's turning his room or his man cave into a video store. Don't know why. Who am I to judge?
Right.
But he's adding like a video return slot. He has some of the shelving from old video stores. He's going to put up some posters. I'm like, he's really like dedicated to this. And I can't help but commend the man. I mean, I'm working like 10, 12 hour days, and I'm finding myself late at night sometimes going through old papers and old things that I had when I was younger. Like I found a whole bunch of old pro wrestling illustrated magazines.
Yeah.
And
PWI.
Yes, sir. And I found out that the owner and I couldn't remember why I kept these, but a lot of these had the old Texas Wrestling Association ranks in there. And for those of y'all that don't really know, they were all work. They were just a way to put some names in there and kind of like, you know, just to like, hey, you're in here. So we had a guy that would actually share these and report them and send them to them, and they put them in there. And I came out a few times, and I was really proud of it. So I just kept the magazines just as a little memento that I was in there. The one thing you realize is that the longer you're in this, the longer you're like, you start collecting little things of yourself. I have old flyers. I have a lot of old digital flyers from stuff I downloaded. But I never got an action figure. Always wanted
that
one.
That needs to be in the room. We need to get somebody on here that can get that happening.
Yeah, I know. Now, speaking of making things happen, I know that the Texas Wrestling Academy is gearing up to open up their school. I saw a post from a good friend of the show, Chris Marvel. He's getting ready to add rings to his facility. Not only that, but he's also adding or implementing protocols to protect all the students that are going to be coming in hybrid. And I'm pretty sure that The Texas Wrestling Academy will probably be doing the same thing. Temperature checks and sanitation as well. I'm really, really proud to see these schools getting ready to be accepting students, because it's going to be honestly a great, great day when those are opening up and they're having their students welcome back in with open arms.
Absolutely. And, I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah, because I think the last show that was going to be set up for me that got canceled for me was Sombra Promotions. It was a lucha show. And that was the day I got called and got told, well, show's not going to happen because of the city. And I accepted it. I accepted it for what it was, and it seems like it's been so long, but we're only 2.5 months, really 2 months into this. And you know that you've seen these people go out and you've seen them on TV that are protesting that you're not. And I'm saying this for everybody. You're not locked up. You can go out, but don't be foolish and hang around with 20 or 30 people wanting to bring back some of the old times, as people are referring to them as. It's crazy. People, wear a mask. Wash your hands. Sanitize. It's not that hard. And
the simple logistics.
And I hate
sanitation.
Exactly. And just for the record, and I shouldn't even be saying this. Don't inject yourself with disinfectant. It's a sad day when people have to actually say these things. It's annoying. It's a little frustrating. And I'm not saying that one side is better than the other in any of this, but realistically, people need to think. People need to do the best they can and think. But I digress. Ladies and gentlemen, we're approaching the last 10 minutes of the show. If you would like to call in, the number is 516-595-8292. If you have a question, compliment, or concern, feel free to hit us up. Tap that little, I think it's like 1. I don't even remember. To join the call, ask a question. Because it's really, at this point, it's whatever y'all want to talk about. But, RJ, I'm here talking like an idiot. What's on your mind?
No, everything you said, I loved it. I love hearing it out. I do. My ears are always wide open to that. And you made great points to being sanitary. Even without COVID-19, guys, it's simple logistics of sanitation. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face if it's dirty. Don't do that. It's just, it's unnecessary. We wouldn't be in this situation if, many of you guys would just stay home, wear your masks. If you're sick, don't go to work. If you're sick, don't go to HEB or Walmart. Stay home. Come on, guys. We Texas strong. I'm huge on the state of Texas. It's where I was born. It's where I was raised. So I'm a huge Texan from heart. So to Madness's point, let's be Texas strong, guys. Let's be on. We're in this together. We're not in this individually. We're all in this together. But one thing I wanted to touch on was, I don't know if you've seen it, Madness, was Being the Elite 200. One thing that happened was it led up from Being the Elite one episode 197 to 200. They did it at the Being the Elite compound, which is Nick Jackson of the Young Bucks house. And that led to Nick and Matt Jackson wrestling each other. Now, many of us aren't used to that, I will say. For the time I've seen the Young Bucks from TNA to New Japan Pro Wrestling and Ring of Honor, we've never seen them work like that in the capability that they're in. So seeing them work, as a huge fan of the Young Bucks, seeing them work was, you know, call it what you want. I found it a little emotional. I did. Seeing what they've done for the past two and a half years of Being the Elite, when they started as just a 2-minute episode to 4 minutes to 7 minutes to 16 to 25. I found it really well, really well. And everybody that they've added, from Cody to Marty, to SCU, Chet Kazarian, Scorpio Sky, whom many may not know, he used to wrestle at Wrestle Circus. Very, very well performer. I loved seeing him wrestle here in Austin, there in Austin. You got Christopher Daniels. You have everybody from AEW, even past in Ring of Honor to Japan. But I want to know your thoughts, Madness, if you saw it. I do.
I will admit, I did not get to see it. It's really hard when you're trying to flip back and forth to really watch a lot of these. Real quick, we have a caller on the line. Who are we speaking with? You're live on the Madcast podcast.
It's Renee. This is RJ's dad. How you doing?
Oh, hey, how you doing? Good, sir. How are you?
Good, good. Just listening to the podcast. Really enjoyed, you know, all the topics y'all are talking about. It's really great.
I try to keep it spread out. If you just keep it on one thing, it just leaves it a little hard.
It's understandable. I'm really enjoying the whole, you know, the whole wrestling, the quarantine, and, you know, and just my condolences to Tito Sanchez's family. You know, I really do appreciate him training RJ. You know, that was something. You know, he took a kid, not a kid, you know, took a young man, and he took him under his wing. And that you know, really greatly appreciate that. You know, I really appreciate you, you know, your you know, having them wrestle, you know, have them perform. And, you know, I see it as wrestling. You know, I know WWE sees it as entertainment, and it is. But for me, I grew up old school, you know, from Kelly Blanchard to Gino Hernandez to Chavo Guerrero Sr. to Ivan Putski, Wahoo, you know, Southwest Championship Wrestling. That was my brother Jerry that turned me on to Southwest, and I fell in love with it. I've been a fan ever since, and, you know, watching RJ go up to the Indies and watching all of y'all, you know, made me see the other side of it. And I really duly appreciate what y'all do. Y'all are great. Y'all keep us going. You know, it's a great form of sports. I mean, that's the way I see it. It's you know, it's sports.
Yeah. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
Little cameo from your old man. I like that.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And I do appreciate it. And, you know, my parents know I love them to death, especially for supporting me on my shows. Yeah, and also to you, Madness, for you and CJ. Also, plug. I really appreciate what you guys did for me. In the business, I do. Definitely a lot of love to you guys for helping me out and giving a kid a chance to fulfill the dream. Definitely appreciate it.
We're always one to give people a chance. Oh, we got another caller. I think I know who this one is.
Well, look who has it by Cast by
Oh,
Cast
God.
Back.
Damn it. Uh-oh. It's Sensational Sal.
Oh, yes, you know you needed me to make a phone call. I'm stuck in this city. I can't leave. I don't know what else to do. I'm going out of my mind. stuff in my foot. Oh, and like, oh, my foot. Oh, I don't know how to get home. Just lost here and blew my mind. And you, with your Madcast podcast, back again. Oh, my God. What am I going to do? But I just thought I'd tell you the high of losing my mind.
How are you?
Oh.
Are you still in your hotel room?
Yes, I'm stuck here in the damn penthouse, and I can't leave, and these people are driving me crazy. This service is horrible right now.
If you can, DoorDash.
Service is bad. Oh, my God.
DoorDash. It'll be okay.
What?
Don't worry about it. It'll be okay. Don't worry about it.
I knew it would be okay, but I'm just, I don't want to, I want to get out of here today. Get back to my car. Back to Paris. Or, oh, it's good, but whatever. But I can't do nothing.
I don't think Paris is doing. I don't think Paris is doing any good as we are right now.
Because they need me. Yeah, because I'm not there.
Then again, if you're not here, or if you're here and not over there, then they're probably doing a lot better.
Ah! How dare you? That city.
Well, thank you for calling.
It is great to hear from you, Sal.
Yeah. Bye bye.
That was
it's always great to hear from Sensational Sal.
That could be an understatement. That was the general manager. Yeah, we got about less than 3 minutes. That was the general manager of TWA and the co-general manager of Pride Championship Wrestling, Sensational Sal. Well, we got 2.5 minutes left. Is there anything you want to plug so we can wrap this up?
I do. I have a blog that I would like to plug. I write some blogs as well. I would love to hear back from everybody. It is under rjblacks.blogspot.com. Please feel free to let me know any comments, any concerns, anything I can fix. I'm trying to get out there and learn some different things. Hopefully in the near future, I can definitely perfect it. But if you guys have any concerns, again, let me get that address again. It is under rjblack.blogspot.com. You can also hit me up at Renee Garcia Jr., and I will answer any of your concerns or things that I can fix. I'm all in for you guys. Let me know.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can follow me on Facebook at Texas Hellhound Madness. You can find me on Twitter at Madness_TX. I've been saying it wrong for a good while now. It's Madness_TX, and you can find me on Instagram under Pup Madness. That being said, because I have to remember how to do this, and if I don't want to get charged for anything, it's only 30 seconds of a song I can play. Is it 30 or 40? I don't remember. I always got charged.
I think it's 30.
Okay, it is 30. Okay, I'm figuring this stuff out, too. There you go. Let's see if I still remember how to do this. On behalf of your host, I am your host, Madness. On behalf of RJ, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to the Madcast Podcast here on Blog Talk Radio, and that's all I have to say. Why? Because I have no catchphrase. Latest.